On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
The Education Secretary says she wants new grammar schools planned for England to be truly open for all children. Justine Greening wants to create a system that works for everyone, including hard-working families.
This is a government that wants more opportunity for more people and more equality of opportunity. And that means unlocking our children's potential.
Well, one union thinks the proposals will only help those who get support to pass academic selection, while Labour's accusing ministers of fiddling figures to try to support the policy. Shadow Education Secretary Angela Rayner thinks ministers should focus on the school's funding crisis.
Many schools up and down the country are facing significant crisis in their funding. The government need to think again about this and put the money into our schools so that every child can reach their potential rather than just a privileged few.
KMFM News.
A man's been jailed for more than a year for shoplifting offences after his blood was found at the scene of a burglary in Folkestone. A hole had been smashed into a window of the shop in Old High Street last December and jewellery had been stolen. 24-year-old Ben Laker, who doesn't have a fixed address, admitted burglary as well as 6 counts of shoplifting. Three people have been questioned on suspicion of dealing cannabis after police found drugs in a car in Medway. Officers also found a set of scales after stopping the car in Grange Road in Raynham on Tuesday night. A man and woman from Gillingham and another man from Chatham have been released while investigations continue. Drivers are being warned to expect big delays across Kent this afternoon as the big Easter getaway begins. More than 20 million cars are expected to be on the roads between today and Easter Monday.
The busiest time we reckon will be between about 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock Thursday afternoon, and that's really the time. If you're going a long distance, you really ought to aim to get where you're going by that time.
That's Greg Hallsworth from the travel firm Imrix. It's predicting it's going to take around 40 minutes longer than usual to travel along the anti-clockwise stretch of the M25 from Junction 4 round to the Dartford Tunnel. Keep it KMFM, we'll keep you up to date.
This is KMFM.
Next today, a teenager from Canterbury's told KMFM how she was kept waiting almost 24 hours to be seen at hospital in Kent after struggling with mental health problems.
I felt completely at a loss. Like, this was my last resort, that it took everything I had to do, and yet I felt completely fobbed off and that I wasn't even heard in a way.
That's 19-year-old Alice Mitchell. She suffers from depression, anxiety and post-traumatic stress disorder. She was eventually told to go back to her GP and get medication. Figures today show 1 in 10 mental health patients have to wait more than a week for a follow-up appointment after being discharged from hospitals in England and Wales.
In a weird way, my terrible experience in hospital kind of gave me a little bit of fight, because it made me remember why I was raising awareness for mental health in the first place. Because, you know, it is so dire at the moment, the way that we approach mental health.
The charity Mind now wants every patient to be seen within 2 days. You can hear more of our interview with Alice at kentonline.co.uk. And a teenage entrepreneur from Chatham who set up a communications business at the age of 11 has agreed a multi-million pound merger. 18-year-old Ben Towers already employs 22 people and works for companies such as Pot Noodle and Twitter. He's agreed to go ahead and join forces with another agency in a deal aimed at doubling turnover by the end of the year.
Sport with passmores.co.uk. Sheds, chalets and garden workshops, where quality comes as standard.
Joe's got this afternoon's sport news.
Well, in football, Gillingham are in action twice over this Easter weekend. They play Bristol Rovers at Priestfield tomorrow night before travelling to take on Charlton on Monday. Boss Adrian Pennock is feeling confident.
It's exciting. I've got to say, it's very exciting, and we can't wait. And the boys are chomping at the bit. They really are. It's been a good week.
The Gills go into tomorrow night just 1 point off the League One relegation zone, having not won in the last 5 games.
We've got to look for 2 wins. You know, we're at home, obviously tomorrow. It's going to be tough, but we're in a good place at the moment. Obviously, I'm not talking about the table. I'm talking about mentally. We're in a good place, and the boys are in good spirits.
Elsewhere, Chelsea pair N'Golo Kanté and Eden Hazard are among the nominees for the Professional Footballers Association Player of the Year Award. Tottenham's England striker Harry Kane is also on the shortlist. And Leicester are still in with a great chance of making the semi-finals of the Champions League. They're a goal behind Atletico Madrid after losing the away leg of their quarter-final 1-0 last night. Borussia Dortmund were beaten by Monaco. Meantime, Real Madrid won at Bayern Munich.
That's the latest. Next update at 2.